Welcome to the Red Midnight Black Mass, a production brought to you by GeorgeWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you discussions and interviews with figures in wrestling, entertainment, and general pop culture. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Midnight Black Mass.
Good evening to all of the members of my unholy congregation, and welcome to another edition of the Midnight Black Mass. This is your host, the devil you know, the maniacal minister of the occult, the Reverend Dan Wilson, for another edition of the hottest show on the East Coast when it comes to pop culture, all things relating to things on the fringe. We're not going to have an original edition of the show tonight, but we will be airing two best-of segments due to the birth of my daughter. I want to thank everybody for all the kind words and wishes. She is very healthy and has been keeping Mom and Dad real busy. But we do have two country music icons on the program tonight. First of all, we're going to start out with the star of Adult Swim's Squidbillies program on the Cartoon Network, and the king of country western troubadours, Unknown Henson. A around 30-minute interview I conducted with him a couple of months ago. He'll be coming here to my hometown, Chattanooga, Tennessee, on December the 17th at the Honest Pint. You want to make sure, if you're in the Chattanooga and Phoenix City area, that you make your way out there and check out the king. After that, we will have the one and only third-generation superstar, the grandson of the legendary hillbilly poet, Hank Williams Sr., the son of Mr. Are You Ready for Some Football, Hank Williams Jr., and the self-proclaimed, and I'll go ahead and give him the credit, the king and originator of hillbilly outlaw country music here in the modern era, that is Hank Williams III. All that and a whole lot more tonight on the Midnight Black Mass.
Lord, I like the way you smell, baby. Bitch Camp Warmer. Baby, I like the way you smell. Is it flounder, hush puppies, or slaw you smell like? But damned if I can tell. Baby, come and wait my table. I want you to write down my order, but I got a pencil on your ear, you pretty thing. Baby, come and wait my table. I want you to write down my order, but I got a pencil on your ear, baby. That means you can talk just a little bit of trash. You can throw that fish dinner the hell away and sit your pretty self right here. I got to pick one, some of this cone is wrong, baby. Is that flounder, horse, puppet, the slaw you smell like. I'm a damned if I can tell. Take a homeboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this very special edition of the Midnight Black Mass. Please welcome my guest at this time, the undisputed king of country and western troubadours and television star of Adult Swim's Squidbillies program, the one and only Unknown Henson. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Reverend Dave. Hello, America. I love you, baby. It's good to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, let's talk about the new season of Squidbillies. That's what you got cooking right now. Aaron, in what is this, the sixth season now?
That's season five. We're working on season six at the current time, as a matter of fact. And season five is running right now.
Excellent. And the adventures of the Kyler family continue in lovely Dougal County, Georgia. What brought on the experience of Squidbillies? You've been quite an amazing individual, of course, in music over the last several years, but now bringing your unwielding personality into the world of animation, what in the world brought that on, King?
That's a good question. The creators of the show, Dave Willis and Jim Fortier, they got a hold of one of my CDs. It was an EP I done called Rock and Roll Straight from Hell. And on that particular CD, in between the songs, there's little sound clips of me talking. And I guess I got a hold of that and kind of liked my voice. And so I got in touch with my management to see if I'd be interested. And I've always been a cartoon fan, so I said, hell yeah, I'll be glad, love to, you know. So been doing it for 5 years now.
Yeah, and it is well received amongst my circle, which the Reverend Circle reaches far and wide, specifically in the realm of professional wrestling. We got a lot of fans of the Squidbillies in the NWA and other wrestling organizations that I'm involved with. So keep up the good work on that. Any foray into live-action television for Unknown Henson, possibly?
Well, you never know, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's possible. You never know.
Well, one question I wanted to ask you, I've been following your career for quite a while. I actually discovered you through Hank Williams III, who we had on as a guest. Actually got your portrait tattooed on his arm. First of all, what are your opinions of Hank Williams III?
Oh, he's a fine fella. He's a good friend of mine. I toured with him back in 2002. We did a short tour about 3 weeks long, and I got to know him real good. He's a good fella, and I consider him a fellow country western troubadour. He's a real thing. I mean, he is what you see and what you hear. And he's into it for the music and the people, and he'll play his heart out for people. And that's what I try to do as long as I can. And if somebody wants anything from me, like a picture or an autograph or anything like that, I'm always happy to make sure everybody gets it. And, I think a lot of him, I like his music a lot. And, you know, the thing with him is he don't put on no airs. He is himself. And I like that.
Because you see people in the,
yeah, you see a lot of people in the business that they ain't got time for their fans. And, you know, they think they're too big for that. But, no, you can't never, you know, you can't never ignore your fans, because my fans are the reason I have a job, and I love them all, you know.
And they will make you or break you, and guys like you and Hank 3 and fans listening out at home here on the Midnight Black Match, you ever get a chance to go out and see Unknown Henson live, same thing I said about Hank 3. You can see the fire and the passion in this man's eyes when he plays the guitar and sings those songs, and he truly does appreciate his fans. every person, sign every autograph. I've seen it time and time again.
We got it to do, Hoss. We got it to do.
That's right. That's right. Well, moving on, I tell you, I almost hate to ask this question because I know you've been bombarded with it. It's been 2006 since the release of Target Practice. When can your eagerly awaiting masses expect a new album from the King?
Well, I appreciate you saying it and putting it that way. All I can say is very, very soon. You know, we're thinking about doing it this month, putting it out this month. We might wait a little bit closer towards Christmas. But I ain't got no real release date yet nailed down. But so let's see, we're a couple, 2 or 3 weeks away from Halloween, so it ought to be getting close by then, you know.
Yeah, that
but it's on the way. It's
be
on the way.
All anxiously awaiting new music from Unknown Henson. Everyone here at the Midnight Black Mass is, and we will be in line to purchase our copy. Fans, you need to do so as well. You go ahead and check out his current works at unknownhenson.com. You can purchase your copies of albums like Target Practice, Live and Undead, Rock and Roll is Straight from Hell, and even the old classic 21 chart toppers.
Yep, yep. Come see me if you got time at unknownhenson.com. Also, there's a bunch of stuff you can get at amazon.com. I don't know if you shop on the interstate, but you can go there. They sell a bunch of my mess. Of course, there's always eBay. If you're looking for something rare, you might find it on eBay.
Perhaps,
or Amazon.
Perhaps a used pistol or an authentic ventriloquist dummy.
What's that?
Perhaps a used pistol or an authentic ventriloquist dummy you can find on eBay.
I ain't seen none of them yet. I ain't seen no itty bitties on eBay yet. As far as I know, I got the only one. I hand carved him out of basswood a few years ago. And as far as I know, I still got my piece. So
well,
anyhow, there's
an action.
So what now?
In action in Nashville when you brought guest Ed King from Lynyrd Skynyrd up on the stage, and you brought out the piece at that point because he was playing what you defined as a hippie mess. You care to elaborate on that little incident?
Well, I think it is. You know what I mean? I think all rock is straight from hell. I've said it before, and I believe it. Don't you? You believe that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, if you listen to rock, to me, I mean, I've seen it happen. You know, it makes younguns take drugs, and when they take them drugs, it makes them see mess that ain't there, and they start hallucinogizing and going into what they call a trip and everything. You know, they just escape reality. It's a dangerous thing. But if you listen to country western, you won't take that mess. See. I mean, I drank party liquor. I love my party liquor, but liquor is legal, right?
It is, and I know firsthand.
And
drugs. I had a little dope, had to do a little jail time myself, so kiddies, you better listen to the King out there.
Well, you know, party liquor is legal, like the song says, and drugs ain't. Drugs is illegal as hell, so it's you for it now. If somebody got a drug problem, I ain't putting them down, because I understand, but... No, I don't go that way. I can't do that mess.
I understand that. Now, you have long been an opinionated person in regards to the Nashville music establishment. What is your thought or what is your mental observation of the Nashville music establishment?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, I ain't trying to be no soapbox preacher or nothing, but... there's a lot of fine people. I got lots of fans in the Nashville area. Don't get me wrong. I love the people. The only thing, you're talking about the music industry there?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
What they call new country, is that what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, King.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to me, it ain't country. It ain't country western worth a damn. I mean, to me, it sucks. I mean, all you got is a bunch of pretty boys and cowboy hats and
$900 boots with a little old wireless, what they call McDonald's microphone, dancing around a stage with a bunch of far and cannons and mess going on. And yeah, I mean, to me, it's like I don't know what they call Disney on Ice or something. That ain't country western. Country western's real singing. Sometimes they don't even sing. They can't, but they just party. I mean, like I said, the party boys in cowboy hats. And you got the little old Barbie doll gals. Look like skeletons with boobs, you know. Half of them can't even sing like that Britney Spears. She don't sing in her concert. She pantymimes. A lot of them just pantymime. They can't even sing their own mess. That ain't country western.
No, it is not country western.
And people, I don't know of any damn body that likes it. I don't know why they keep making that mess.
It's, you know, just these mass productions of these corporate machines, and they run everything and think they can tell the public what to listen to. But thankfully, there's people out there like yourself who are beating down the bushes to bring people real, true, excellent music played from the heart with real talent.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Reverend. Thank you. I just do what I do, Hoss. I do it. I play my guts out and sing my guts out and hope people enjoy it. If they do, it's wonderful. If they don't, well, you know, have a nice day, as they say.
But you want to get in some plugs for some of your upcoming show dates? I know the big fall tour is underway, and you've been hitting a lot of towns hot and heavy. What do you have coming up?
Yeah, this week I'll be at Five Points in Columbia, South Carolina on Friday night, and then on Saturday night I'll be at the Handlebar in Greenville, South Carolina. And that's about all I got memorized so far. I just get in the van and go where they say to go, you know.
I understand that. Coming from the world of professional wrestling, we do just about the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of wrestling, a lot of our fans, of course, are crossover. They're following me here because of my career in wrestling. You've sang about pro wrestling a few times, and specifically the song Put Out or Get Out. The line you like to watch the championship wrestling on the TV. Any words for the wrestling fans that are listening here tonight?
I love all of you. I love myself a good fight, just like everybody else. As long as nobody gets, you know, serious hurt or nothing. But I enjoy it, and I appreciate the people from the Wrestling Federation who get what I do, and I appreciate the fans who get what I do. And I look forward to meeting every one of you. If you come to a Henson show, make sure you come up and say hey at the end of the night, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, and they all will. Now, just a couple other topics here before we wrap up. I just wanted to delve inside the personality and the psyche of such an interesting individual such as yourself, the life you've lived, the things you've done. You spent time in the carnival, if I am to understand correctly. Would you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, I grew up in the carnival, actually. My mama, she disappeared when I was 10-year-old. I mean, she just flat vanished. And I think my biological daddy had something to do with that. I never knowed him. He was a bad drunk. He was a mean man. My mama didn't even know him. Actually, they just, you know, had a one-night stand. I reckon is what you call it. And out I come 9 months later. But she raised me, and I never seen him, but I just heard from her that he was a bad man and a drunk. And that's why she named me Unknown. Because when the doctor said, well, he's filling out a birth certificate, he said, Miss Henson, what do you want to name the boy, your son? And she said, well, I'd like to name him after his daddy. So her name, her maiden name was Henson, and she named me, she didn't know my daddy's name, so she just named me Unknown Henson. It's right there on my birth certificate. But, yeah, I mean, and then when she vanished, I run off because I flipped out, you know, little old 10-year-old boy. So I took off and just wandered for several days, and I woke up in a barn I slept in one night, and there was a carnival setting up outside. So I took a walk around, and the feller who owned the carnival looked at me, and I mean, I looked pretty different as a kid, too. I mean, I looked different. I had the jet black hair. I did have facial hair. had sideburns for a little boy. That's unusual. I did have a dental problem. I have problems with my teeth. And he seen that he might make some money putting me in his sideshow. So I've done that for several years. And he more or less become my guardian. And he started letting me sing my songs because he knowed I picked guitar and sang. And I started performing there and on the Midway in his carnival, and it was pretty successful. And then I got offered a recording contract, and some fellers come around one night and from the locals in the town we was in, and they seen what I had going on. I reckon they was wanting to set me up, so they done it. They accused me of the murder of the owner of the carnival. And they all swore that I'd done it and everything, so they set me up and framed me, and I was tried and convicted and got 30 years for something I did not do. And then 30 years later, a woman who was a little girl at the time visiting her grandpa, who ran the Italian sausage tent there in the carnival, she seen a newspaper article about my arrest and conviction and prison sentence, so she come forth. She had witnessed that murder the night it happened at the carnival, and I won't know where around, so she gave out a sworn affidavit about me being innocent, so they released me. And I ain't bitter about it, because of hell, I mean, I had plenty of time to write songs and hone my craft, my songwriting, my guitar playing, and my singing, so a writer needs solitude, and Lord knows I had enough of that mess. So I ain't bitter about it. I did learn how to read and write in the joint, too.
So not all bad. My next question was going to be...
No, it is taxpayers' money well spent. I think it is.
Well, that's a good thing to hear, especially with the current time that we live in and the stigma that has. But glad to know that you did get out and you were able to bring your chart-topping hits to us here in the public. And, King, it has been a pleasure to have you here on the radio show here on the Midnight Black Mass. Are there any words for your fans in closing that you would like to send out to everyone listening out in the airwaves?
Oh, yeah. Just want to say hey to everybody. I look forward to seeing y'all very, very soon. Keep watching the skies for Unknown Hens and brand new CD. And we're right in the middle of a brand new season of Squid Billies. And we keep on doing it as long as y'all want it. We'll see you soon, all right?
Sounds great, King. Thank you very much for joining us, and we hope to talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Reverend Dave. All my best to you. Appreciate your support.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too now. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the undisputed king of country western troubadours, the one, the only Unknown Henson. You can see him every Sunday night at 11:45 on Adult Swim for the show Squid Billy, starring as the lead character Early Kyler. You can catch him out on the road at his show day tour, and you can buy his albums. Go on over to www.unknownhenson.com. We have some more tunes lined up from the King for you before we get out of here. We heard in the beginning Fish Camp Woman. Now we're going to hear a classic off the 1999 album The Future Is Unknown called Put Out or Get Out.
Hey, baby, you sure are pretty. Would you take a drink with me? Tell your boyfriend to get lost now, 'cause he don't even want to mess with me. I was in prison for 30 years, baby. You learn a lot when you're in the pen. Like how to make guns and license plates, and how to get rid of a jealous boyfriend and not leave no mess. Put out, baby, or get out, baby. They ain't no doubt, baby, of what I will do. The prison life won't
no damn good life looking for a pretty wife, and I think that you might do if you keep your mouth shut. I ain't a communist, I vote Republican. I ain't confused about my sexuality. I like to hunt and fish and go to car races and watch the championship wrestling on the TV. I believe in heaven and hell and God and country and Western. But that's enough about me, baby. Tell me, what do you think about me? In three words or less. Put out, baby, or get out, baby. They ain't no doubt, baby, of what I will do. The prison life won't no damn good life. Looking for a pretty wife. That you might do if you keep your mouth shut. Gonna pick one. They ain't no doubt, baby, of what I will do. The present life won't no damn good life. Looking for a sexy wife, and I guess that you will do. Remember what I said, darling. Put out, baby, or get out, baby. They ain't no doubt, baby, of what I will do. The present life won't no damn good life. Looking for a pretty wife, and I think that you might. There ain't no summer and there ain't no grass ain't green. The birds don't sing and fly around. Even they can't seem to get off the ground. My front doorbell never rings. I never go outside for anything. At every little house in town, the window shades are all pulled down. And the mailman never, ever comes around. Here in Torture Town, that is where I can be found. In Torture Town, don't you come around. If you got happiness in your life, then you best stay away from Torture Town. There ain't no stores, and they'll deliver a case to my front porch. They don't charge me a dime, cause I play guitar for them sometimes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 shots kicking. My euphoria begins. That's me inside that liquor glass, cold as ice and drowning fast. And I'm daring anyone to pour me out. Here in Torture Town, that is where I can be found. In Torture Town, don't you come around. If you got happiness in your life, then you best stay away from Torture Town. Thank you. give me a second chance. I guess I've changed a lot. I make myself a better man. Ah, hell, maybe not. The ghosts that live here find it hard to scare my ass away. I'm scarier than they are, so I might as well stay here in Torture Town. That is where I will be found. In Torture Town, don't you come around. If you got happiness in your life, then you best stay away from Torture Town.
You're listening to the GWH Radio Network, brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Your show will return momentarily. Did you know that there's more to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com than just Georgia Wrestling History? It's true. Not only can you find documented cards, results, and more on pro wrestling in Georgia dating back to the 19th century, but you can also find out where live and local wrestling may be near you today, and not just in Georgia. We also cover the southeastern regional scene in Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. You want more? Well, we also cover the major worldwide wrestling and MMA promotions as well, including WWE, UFC, TNA, Strikeforce, Ring of Honor, and more. And so do our radio shows. You can find all of this, and maybe a bit more, by logging on to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we are capturing the legends of yesterday and covering the stars of today. GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Midnight. And we have a very special guest on the line in this special edition. Welcome on this fine September evening to the Midnight Black Mass, the one and only Hank 3. How are you doing tonight, Hank?
Oh, hanging in there, man. Good to be with you.
Hey, we appreciate you being on the show. Let's get right to the new albums that have released. You've made a pretty ballsy and ambitious maneuver here, putting out 3 albums on 4 discs, all came out on September the 6th. Let's talk about the Country Venture from the Damn Band, if you'd like, first. The Ghost to the Ghost Gutter Town double album. What about that?
Well, I think for a normal Hank 3 fan, they're hearing some stuff that they haven't heard before. Just some different sides of me out there. But, you know, there's a few songs that's a little more country-oriented, like Day by Day and Gutter Town and Outlaw Convention. But then you got some crossover songs like Ghost to a Ghost and I Don't Want to Go Home and Troopers Holler. So that's the first part of the CD. The second part of the CD, Gutter Town, is what I would consider Doing It Wrong, which is a little more experimental and a lot of Cajun influence and just having a lot more fun. You know, in the daytime, I'd be more serious on the Ghost records, and at night, I would do my rock stuff and then do some of the Cajun stuff, having just no rules.
Well, Hank, I think the albums are absolutely fantastic, and you can absolutely tell that you poured your body and mind and soul into making those albums, what kind of an effort did it take, and how grueling was it? How much of a toll did it take on you?
I mean, I definitely bit off more than I can chew, but that's the way I've always been, man. It was all the way from January to June, from the time I woke up till the time I went to sleep. It was all day, all night, you know. I normally weigh like 160. I went down to like 137 in weight, and, you know, but it was full on. The hardest part about it was the mixing process. That's the only time I really divided everything up. But my ears, you know, I've already done 20 years on the road, never wore earplugs and stuff like that. So that was the toughest part for me. But while I had the energy, I had to, you know, make a mark in music on trying to do something different, man. And that's something I can definitely say no other Hank Williams and did. So, in general, the only other artist out there, I'm not comparing myself to him as a musician. I'm nowhere near him at all because I don't understand any music theory, but Frank Zappa is about the only other guy that wanted to do this same kind of concept, but his record label kept him from releasing all his multi-genre records on the same day.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate that it didn't happen for Zappa, but very fortunate for you. I think you've put out a hell of a collection here. Some of my favorite tunes on the Ghost to Ghost were the Ghost to Ghost title track. Cunt of a Bitch was one fucking amazing song with Alan King from Hellstopper, and then being a dog lover and owning two dogs myself, I loved Trooper's Holler. I thought that was really unique and just refreshing to see this music taken in such a direction that you've always been one for bucking the rules. You've never been able to be pigeonholed into some kind of style, and I think this album may be, in my opinion, the ultimate culmination of that. Do you think it represents a creative pinnacle for you thus far?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of writers that said, you know, he does, you know, punk, hillbilly, country, heavy metal, whatever, but it's never really come across on all my records, and this is the first time I think anyone's been able to really see how diverse of a musician I actually am, or how many styles I do have in me. So, you know, while I got the energy, man, I got to go the extra mile and take it to the next level. You know, during the live show, we're bringing the country, the hillbilly, the ADD, and the Three Bar Ranch. So it's a full-on three-hour show, and, you know, it's been intense, man.
Yeah, and to all the fans out there listening to the Midnight Black Mass, I highly encourage you to attend a Hank 3 live show. It's an experience quite like no other. And this man, he has built his fan base from the ground up, grassroots. He stays and signs every autograph, takes every picture, is just out there beating down the pavement. So it's built his own audience, and you've said that in the past. You know, you didn't have the support of your family in a lot of cases because they weren't with what you were doing, but you just went out there and you beat the streets and you got in the vibe of the black T-shirt kids, as you call them, and you've become a hero of sorts to many of them.
They're definitely a very loyal fan base, man. They've been there for us for many years, and, you know, we do everything we can to make them proud with offering them so many different kinds of music and, you know, trying to give them as much energy as I can when I'm on that stage.
You can see the fire in your eyes when you're doing it. It really tells me that you genuinely love what you do out there.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's all I live for. It's all I got. I mean, that's why I'm here, man. There's no other reason.
I understand that, my friend. Lots of guest artists on the album. Mentioned Alan King of Hellstomper, the legendary Tom Waits. I've pretty much always been known as a collaborator. You've done stuff with Bob Wayne in the past, Those Poor Bastards. Anybody out there you haven't worked with that you'd like to?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's tons of people. You know, Dave Lombardo came up to us when we were over in Europe, and he was wanting to play some country drums. And we just weren't able to make it happen on this go-around, but I'd definitely love to be able to work with Dave. And, you know, there's all kinds of folks, man. I got so many heroes. If it's Dwayne Dennison of the Jesus Lizard, or if it's, you know, of course, the Melvins, or then you got, I mean, it's just on and on. Sherman of Earthride. So much. Brent from Mastodon, you know, we've always talked about doing an acoustic project, or Matt Pike, me, wow. Brent and Matt Pike talked about it, and who knows, you know, I mean, at least we got, you know, I got the place set up and the gear there, and it's a laid-back environment, and if we are able to get everybody to jam, you know, I know one day me and Wayne Hancock will do a WHHW record that'll be more purist country, and we'll just have to see what lies ahead. All I can think of right now is just the, you know, next 2 years is beating down the road, man.
Yeah, and that you've done. You want to talk about any upcoming dates that you've got out on the horizon on the road?
Yeah, I'm doing West Coast right now. I'm in San Diego. We're playing L.A., tomorrow, then San Francisco. If anybody wants to see where we're at, they can just go to Hank3.com. November, I'll be doing an East Coast run. And then January, I'll be doing Midwest. And then if I break even by then, I'll be trying to start all over again with, you know, Spain and Italy and all places I've never played.
Yeah, that'd be outstanding. And you have the freedom to do just that now, out on your own, no longer with Curb Records.
It's a new beginning, man. And we're running full throttle every night. We're giving it all we got. And glad to be free of them and able to, you know, if I wanted to go jam with, say, me and Philip Anselmo recorded the song tomorrow, well, since he's got his own label and I got mine, we can have it on, you know, Liquid Metal within 2 days if we wanted to. You know, we don't have to go through a bunch of fucking bullshit lawyers and all that stuff to make music no more. We just put it out there.
And really the way it should be, music truly coming from the heart. And talking about a legendary figure, Phil Anselmo, what does he mean to you personally?
Well, he was always a hero of mine, man. You know, when I was growing up, I never saw Pantera in an amphitheater. I only saw Pantera in a 500-seat and 1,000-room bar for like 8-9 different times. And, you know, he would sometimes come out to our shows when I was in a band called Buzzkill because they were making the Cowboys from Hell record in Nashville. And he was just hanging out watching local bands. So he was a hero, and then as it went on, I finally got to meet him again and hang out with him more on a musical level. So it's been a huge inspiration for me. He's helped me cross over and bring a lot of metal kids into my country world, and you know, he's been a massive inspiration. When I was growing up, it was always Henry Rollins and Philip Anselmo for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two guys are legendary and influences on a lot, as you've now become on another generation. But let's move the conversation along to the Attention Deficit Domination Project. Awesome stoner doom metal. If you like Black Sabbath, or even bands that sound like Black Sabbath, as Phil was once quoted as saying, you're going to love the ADD. It's some badass shit. Why don't you tell me a little about it?
I've always been a fan of doom music. You know, I've been playing fast with Ass Jack for over 10 years, and I've finally gotten to slow down with it. And what's very important to me about this project is I've reunited all of Sleep's old gear from the Dope Smoker record. So I got all of Al's old bass cabinets and Matt Pike's old guitar rigs. All the Green family is together as one, running through my guitar rig. But it's a side of me of wanting to get out there. You know, this record is dedicated to Lane Staley. It's my vocal style that I'm pushing for on it, and he was also a big inspiration. And it's a shame we lost him so quick, man, but it's, you know, it's been from Earthride to Sleep to Melvins to Black Sabbath, Pentagram, just all these bands have offered me so much inspiration. And, you know, when we're playing it live, we're definitely on a good day when we're able to set everything up. You know, we got some pretty crazy imagery behind us, and we're making the bar room completely black where kids can maybe light up and smoke and get away with it so the security guards can't see them no more. And you know, we had St. Vitus out the other day, and it was awesome to hear Dave Chandler tell me that, dude, you gave me some new inspiration. Vitus is getting ready to make a new record. He's like, man, now I got to out-doom you. So that's awesome to hear that from my heroes, you know. And it's been a lot of fun, man. And it's been, you know, it's such a long show. Everybody's usually worn out just by the end of the country set. But, you know, it's pretty trippy going from the doom for an hour of doom straight into the speed metal, man. I mean, we're literally trying to melt some people's minds out there as much as we can.
Well, that's what this show is all about, bringing creative and inspirational music, art of all kinds to the droll people who may not be able to find it on their own because they're led by these corporate conglomerations that tell them what to listen to and this, that, and the other. But let's talk about the third album. We're going down to about 5 minutes left on the interview here. The very unique and interesting concept of Three Bar Cattle Ranch Calling. What in the fuck came about? How did you come up with that?
Oh, well, I've always been raised around, you know, I've herded cows, milked cows, branded cows. I've been around it my whole life. But I used to go to the auctioneering barns of my granddad, and I was always fascinated by some of the speed from a lot of the auctioneers, and I always thought it would be a good fit. And it's very frantic, very anxiety, just crazy sounding stuff, man. But it's fun. Like, when we're doing this stuff live, man, the crowds are freaking on it and feeling it, and you know, I don't know. I just think it's kind of a first in the metal world. Just a little, not the music, you know, because the music comes from Slayer, Pantera, Strapping Young Lad, and all those kind of inspirations. I have that. It says it in the credits on the CD, but just hooking up the auctioneers on top of it is something that's kind of new and different, and just has a different light on the metal, man. But for me, it's the funnest part of the show because I just get to jam out and finally rock out and play guitar and you know, try to keep it as intense as we can.
Well, and the fans certainly get their money's worth when they come out to the Hank 3 show for reasons just such as that. As we're starting to wrap up the interview here, we just want to talk about the next up-and-coming band. You're always a guy that seems to be finding these great acts. I've heard you recently putting over Sour Vein and Jucifer, who I had a chance to see down in Chattanooga here not too long ago, and they were great. What is in your CD, record, MP3 player right now?
Man, I've been listening to a lot of past. I mean, Deep Purple, and I still can't get past 1977, AC/DC, man, you know, Jesus Lizard, Earthride, Buried at Sea. I don't know. I hate to say it, man, but I got to do some research. I heard a song last night on the radio, and someone shazammed it, and it said it was a band called Muse. And to me, it just sounded different. And I got to see if it's the right band. But if it is the song that I heard, it's nothing really heavy or anything like that, but it's different. It's the first song in 15 years that's caught my ear on a radio. I'll say that.
Holy shit.
So
yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I gotta do some research and see if that was actually the band, man. But all in all, dude, I'm still in the fucking past. I can't stop listening to the old classics, man. I mean, I watch it, listening to all the bootlegs. I wake up with Black Sabbath every day, and I just cannot get enough of it, man.
I understand completely. That's the way my iTunes looks. This show is based mainly on professional wrestling, which is where I came from. And I was at a show playing the music on the intermission, and the promoter was like, "You don't have anything in your player beyond 1975. I mean, well, there's hardly anything good that's come out since then. I mean, it's not true, but, you know, the really great music, it's just been so long.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's so much great stuff. Pagan Altar, so many different bands that still unheard of. For a lot of kids to grasp a hold of and find some roots on some of the old, classic rock, man.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting down to the last minute and a half of the show, Hank. I want to thank you for joining us. Just one final thought, because here on the Midnight Black Mass, we worship at the altar of Mr. Dimebag Darrell. Can you give us a little glimpse into what it was like working with him on the Rebel Meets Rebel album?
It was such an honor, man. I mean, I had Dimebag and David Allan Coe on the side of the stage, you know, and then they came up on the bus and they're like, "Man, you want to go sing on a record?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man, let's go." And, you know, sure enough, we pull in, the bus sinks down in 4 feet of mud. We're stuck there and had a great night. You know, had a bunch of fun, recorded the records, hung out, had a lot of laughs. Then a bunch of drama happened, and there was 10 different sheriff departments there about 6 or 7 in the morning. It was full on. The last time I ever saw Dime, he was trying to lead us out and back to the interstate. And, you know, he was, like, raising hell all through his neighborhood and taking out some mailboxes and taking out some shrubs. And where we were supposed to turn left, his Cadillac just kept going straight into a ditch and some trees. And he got out and he raised his horns up in the air and he says, "Man, you go that way." So we got his car unstuck, got him back on the road. And the last time I saw him, he had a big smile on his face having fun, man. So we always love him, we always miss him, and there'll never be another Dimebag Darrell.
There will not. And on that note, fans, we don't want to take up any more of Hank Three's time. He's a busy, busy man, has other interviews and lots of things to get to. So thank you very much for joining us, brother. We hope to have you back on again sometime.
All right. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon. Respect.
All right. Have a good one. Fans, there you heard it. Hank Williams III exclusively here on the Midnight Black Mass, and we are going to lead you out with the title track off of his new record, Ghost to a Ghost. Here it is.
to a ghost.
From a ghost to a ghost.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Looking for another way.
Looking for another way.
That we lived before.
That we lived before.
From a ghost to a ghost.
From a ghost to a ghost.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Looking for another way. That we lived before.
That we lived
by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.